right focus when you're going head into it?
Yeah, you know, every game counts, so we gotta be prepared for this one. No matter when it is the season, no matter, you know, it being the last game before Christmas, we wanna, you know, end on the break on a good note. So you know, we gotta be focused for this one.
This is your ninth game in 16 days. It's kind of what you guys are used to, some challenges schedule-wise, but what kind of has this grind been like the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, obviously it's tough, but you know, we're all used to that. You know, we you know, it's part of the job description. So you gotta get your rest, you gotta eat the proper things and get prepared. And you know, this is it's just like every single other one. So you know, it's obviously been a long stretch, but a good stretch. And you know, we want to end it on a good note.
Mark, have you ever seen a hat trick like the one Nick Ehlers had the other night in San Jose?
No, it was definitely an odd one. But at the end of the day, you know, they don't ask how, they ask how many. So you know, good for him.
Is that just an example of what your line did in 3:07 left and looked like maybe you guys are getting hemmed in a lot, and then one mistake and it's in the back of their net? Just shows, I guess, doesn't necessarily, you don't need a lot of opportunity or time to make them pay.
I don't know about being hemmed at all, but
shot wise, I guess
that's just a number. You know, that's hockey. You know, you get chances, and you know, sometimes it's going to take you, you know, 59 minutes to break them, but you know, if it takes 59 minutes and to get the win, if you beat him in the last minute, that's all that matters.
So you watched a bit of the World Junior last night, Mark. What do you think of Cody Glass's game?
Yeah, he's a good player. You know, sees the ice well. You know, does everything really well. You know, obviously, you know, he's still young and there's still a lot of room for improvement. But you know, definitely liked his game.
Did you like the comparison Jeff O'Neill made? Or
yeah, I don't mind that. You know. You know, it's kind of cool to see it from that side. You know, I still think of myself as a young guy, and to hear that, it's kind of a, you know, surreal feeling. But you know, it's you know, definitely humbles you for sure.
Mark, you're a guy who does all kinds of different things to get yourself in peak shape. What's are you a big yoga guy? I know your team did a bit of a team building thing yesterday. Is that something that you've incorporated a lot into your?
No, not really. You know, maybe that I'd say that was probably about 5 or 6 years ago. Maybe it was, but the last few years, definitely not a part of it.